If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business, and empowering you to build your brand right here on the radio.
Well, hello. Happy day. Happy day to you.
Happy day to you as well.
All right. So you have to tell your banana story.
I do?
You do. You do, because it's such a big deal. Eric has a banana.
I do have a banana.
But he had his pick of bananas.
I did.
You had your pick of bananas.
And there were two bunches of bananas in the studio bananararium.
Bananararium?
We have a bananararium in the studio.
Okay.
And Wendy, the banana keeper, was away from her bananararium. And so I had this option of choosing either, you know, the really nice, bright, shiny, strong-looking bananas, or three bananas. Well, if you're watching the video, you can take a look. The Bruised Banana Club is pretty.
These were last week's bananas.
These are definitely
last week's bananas. These are last week's bananas. And this is the challenge with the banana thing. You want to buy the bananas. You want a fresh banana.
Yeah.
And you buy them at the store where they look like they're going to hang on for the whole week, right? You know, nothing that's, you know, too yellow, maybe just a smidgen of green to get you through the entire week, because you've got to spread out. You've got to ration your bananas. And so,
absolutely.
And so it's really nice that here at the studio, they offer us fresh fruit. You know, it's not just the vending machine junk fruit.
No, it's a part of the wellness initiative that we have here going on at the studio.
And so there's usually bananas, oranges, apples, that kind of thing for you to choose from.
Bananas are the only thing that really soothes my throat when my throat gets a little raspy.
Okay.
And so I love that they provide bananas. I do not love bananas.
So you eat the bananas. You don't love the bananas.
Right.
And given the choice between this week's bananas and last week's bananas.
Yep.
You took last week's bananas.
I did.
Why?
Because I see that they're there, and anybody who's going to see me with a fresh banana is going to go, dude, old, you know, first in, first out, right? Old stuff first.
First in, first out.
Have you ever heard of that, FIFO?
I don't think so.
No, first in, first out. It's common when doing food service to have first in, first out stuff, because otherwise the old stuff will get thrown away and it's just wasted.
Okay. So.
And I normally agree with and participate in that, but when it comes to bananas, I have a hard time because I don't like bananas. And bruised bananas, the texture of that just says no at the door. So today I thought I'd be a team player. I went with one of the bruised bananas.
And how's your banana?
So far, so good. But I promise you, if there's a slimy part in the banana, the whole thing's going out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. My banana story.
Eric has a banana story. Everybody should have a banana story. And, you know, nobody's banana story is as good as Eric as Eric's. Why should we accelerate our influencer status, our influencer rating? It is the 2018 marketing trend of the year. And we look at how companies are marketing. We look at the access that we all have to the internet and social, and to create these large followings.
Right.
That to become a marketing influencer in 2018 needs to be on the top of your to-do list.
It really does. And here's the short answer, and then we'll break down the answer by part. Why should you accelerate your influencer rating? Well, because you get to the I've heard of you much faster.
Right. And when we think about the sales process and people doing business with know, like, and trust, you know, people they know, like, and trust, and having multiple impressions, you know, 6, 12, 13, 574 times they have to have seen you, have heard of you.
Right.
Right. If they have heard of you, then it shortens that sales cycle instantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in asking why become an influencer, why should I even consider such a thing? The first and foremost step is that you achieve instant credibility, not credibility that's down the road. But if you become an influencer, you walk into the room as the credible person that people want to know, that people want to like, and people already trust.
Don't
right?
you feel as if you know, you're just kind of spinning your wheels? It's all you. You're networking. You're doing your part. But so much of what you're doing is chasing after, trying to get customers. When you've got that instant credibility as that influencer status, that elevated status, you start to attract more customers.
Absolutely. And when you attract more customers, then you realize that, and not just customers, but people who will point to you and say,
yes,
you know, you're the one that they want to do business with.
Right. You gain recognition as somebody who is credible, somebody who's in demand. We all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. We want to elevate the people that we are associating with.
Right. Right?
And for some of us, we need to change the people that we are associating with. And so to create that instant credibility, to gain that national, I know, that national notoriety, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Even local notoriety.
Right. National or local. Take both, right? Because you want to be that expert. You want to be the one that people say, you need somebody as an expert in this industry, go to my friend Joe.
Whereas right. everybody, yeah, every, you know, if it's when you are known as the expert in a certain industry for a certain demographic, when it comes to a certain product or service, that you're top of mind and you're where everybody is pointing to.
I was driving some folks to an event the other day, and as we got to talking, she says, so tell me what you do. And I said, well, I'm the talk show host, Eric Raymond from the Experience Pros Radio Show. And she goes, oh, I know you.
And, I know you.
And immediately the whole conversation shifted from a different angle, right? Because now, even though I'd never met her before, she'd never met me face to face, because of the influential status of having this talk show, she'd heard of me. And it shifted the whole conversation, right? Well, you want that to happen for you. We say this all the time. What you know is secondary to who knows you. It's not what you know that's the most important thing in the world. And so many small business owners and entrepreneurs make the mistake, I think, Angel, of thinking that it's their product or it's their service that is the reason that they are.
Right. Well, so much of what we've been taught or what we're familiar with is all about selling our product or service. And we think that there's an instant. I meet you, I tell you what I sell, and you're instantly going to buy.
Right.
But that is not how the sales cycle works. And so there has to be multiple connections. We've got to nurture that relationship. We have to create that know, like, and trust. And we have to... Their timing isn't always our timing. We might think I meet you today and I want to sell you something today, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
Where in the natural world does that actually happen? You're driving down the road and somebody comes on the radio and says, buy my widget. Do you pull over immediately?
Oh, got to buy that widget right now.
I just don't see it happening,
right?
Folks.
You know, maybe I'm snap wrong. A picture of it and click yeah. and it's done, right?
No, that's the beginning of the conversation. And there's good reason for having advertising. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is in the natural world, the first time we meet is very rarely the time that we consummate the relationship. Just saying.
So it allows you, when you've got that, I've heard of you, when you've got that established influencer status, when I'm ready and we've nurtured that relationship, then when I'm ready to buy, you're the first person, you're top of mind instead of your competition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people ask, should I be paying for, this kind of opportunity to become an influencer? Do I pay for that, or does it just happen organically? And the answer is yes, to both. You can do it organically if you want, but over the course of time, right? It takes time to build up a following. It takes time to build up a tribe. You have to get in front of and expose your messaging to a large number of people in order to build up a tribe that is going to know, like, trust, and refer you. Right.
You know, and when we think about the paying piece of it, right, we're all paying for attention in some manner.
Sure.
Right? It might be with our dollars because we can get there faster. I mean, it's why people pay for advertising, right?
Absolutely.
It's why we all watch.
It's why people pay for college.
Yes, right? We all pay for attention one way or another.
Right. You know, and I think that the largest mistake that small business owners and entrepreneurs make is they're small-minded when it comes to the investment in themselves. They've invested in their widget, they're in their product or their service, but they forget to invest in themselves. And why would you want to become an influencer? Invest in yourself, and you cut off the timeline in big ways. Mm-hmm. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussie, Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. We're talking about influencers. We've got one on the phone.
We absolutely do. Professor Eli Delaney, you know him as the Automated Marketing Architect. You can find him online at yourmarketinguniversity.com. And you know Eli, he always comes bearing gifts, whether it's sending cookies in the mail or a free little goodie for all of our listeners. Professor Eli Delaney, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure hanging out with you guys, and I'm really glad you guys like the cookies. That made me happy.
All right, so Eli, are you batching it right now?
Am I batching it right now? Yes. Up until tomorrow, Cindy will be coming in. She's in Amsterdam right now after a three-week Scotland trip, and now I'm picking her up, hopefully, from Portland tomorrow late. If not, I have to drive up to Seattle to pick her up. But hopefully we'll be good this time.
I've been following her.
Got canceled last time.
And she has been... Yeah, I'm thinking she's still there, and she's still there, and she's still there. A three-week tour.
Wow.
So coming home tomorrow. Well, I can't wait to see all of her posts and all of the follow-up. She's been doing great. Well, Eli, I know you are a master influencer. You are also an incredible networking guru. And I think for a lot of people, they think that networking is one of those necessary evils for business. I go and I network. Work, but I'm not really getting anything out of it, but I'm told I'm supposed to do, so, you know, this is one of those things we're supposed to do. Can you turn us all into networking rock stars?
Yes, I can. It's actually not that complicated. It's one of the things, and to kind of go a little bit back, I mean, I've been in business for over 25 years now, and that's how I grew both of my companies, was through networking. I actually, when I first started, I had no clue what I was doing, and I joined a local chamber of commerce. And from there, I grew my first business, which was a web and graphic design company, to by myself, working out of my dining room, to opening up an office with 5 employees and closing 3 to 5 contracts a week. And it was all done through networking. So it's definitely possible. You just have to change your mindset behind it.
Well, and changing your mindset is easy for some. There are some, and I count myself among them, as kind of natural introverts, where we start to walk into a group of people and the pulse raises, the hyperventilating starts to come along. Eli, walk me through it. How is it that you can teach somebody like me to go into a room full of strangers and actually do good?
Well, and the great thing about it is you're my peeps. I actually am an introvert as well. A lot of people who see me don't realize that, but I am one of these people who we talked about the fact that I've been by myself for the last 3 weeks. It's me and my dogs, and it's been great. It's where I am at home, where I'm comfortable. But actually going out and meeting people can be very scary. But one of the very first things to think about is that you're not the only one who's an introvert out there, and you don't have to be an excited, hyper, extrovert, chipper kind of person to make it all work for you. What you need to do is walk in the door with a very specific plan and don't try to do too much.
Okay, so let's talk about what is that specific plan, because Eli, I think the plan that most people walk in with I'm going to sell. I've got 50 business cards, and I'm going to come out with 50 clients.
Right, and that's where we call it the drive-by. You know, somebody comes in and says, "Hey, how's it going?" Shakes your hand, and you've got they palm you a business card at the same time, you know, and it's almost like a side drug deal type of thing. And that's not what we want, because we all know that's a kind of a shady mindset. But if you walk in the door with the fact of, okay, I need to find two people that I might be able to do business with, whether they're buying my stuff or I'm buying their stuff, or maybe we're cross-promoting. That's actually my personal favorite, is finding people that we can be good referral partners for. Because when you do that, what it does is you're not going after in the door looking for one person. You're not a shark. You're not walking in the door looking for one meal today. You're looking for somebody you can build a long-term relationship with that you can help more of their customers. So instead of looking for one customer, you're looking for a person who might have 100 potential customers that you guys can help refer back to.
So do I lead with Eli? Hi, my name is Eric, and how many people do you know?
No, actually, the very first thing you do is you say, "Hey, how's it going? My name's Eli. Tell me a little bit about yourself."
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, where's the ick in that?
Yeah. Well, here's the fun thing. It's like Eric, as an introvert, you know, you don't really want to talk so much, because introverts, we don't really necessarily want to talk that much.
Right.
But we usually tend to be really good listeners. So by doing that, the very first thing you're doing is letting yourself off the hook by letting them talk more, which is great. It's really easy, because now that just takes the pressure off of us. And to make it even better, as human beings, what do we generally like to talk about the most?
Ourselves. We're talking with Professor Eli Delaney. He's the Automated Marketing Architect. You can find him online at yourmarketinguniversity.com. Eli, are you going to be able to stay with us another segment today?
Of course.
All right. Well, let's give. He's actually giving away a free training, "How I Tripled My Business in 6 Months by Networking."
Come on.
And you can sign up for that freebie at yourmarketinguniversity.com/experiencepros. That's yourmarketinguniversity.com/experiencepros. You want to learn how to become a networking rock star. And I think for all of us, whether we go into a small event or a large event, or even trying to encapsulate some of this online, Eli, I think for many people, we're even starting to think, okay, can some of these skills transfer online? Can we use them online so we're not always going to networking events? Is there a way to actually build up some connection and some relationship, even on the internet? And so when we come back, I know we've got you for a whole nother segment, but I want to talk a little bit about, can this transfer online more than just face-to-face, or is this just face-to-face? And what we can do before to prepare for the event, and the most important part to networking. Eli, I love having you with us and all of the tips that you have given. What is your favorite networking event to go to? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, see, the hardest thing with that is every area is different. When I was in Phoenix, I had a networking event called the Signature Event, and that was where I actually got really into a lot of the networking stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, think on that for just a minute. We're going to take a quick break,
right.
And when we come back, we've got more with Professor Eli Delaney. How to network like a rock star. In the meantime, go check out yourmarketinguniversity.com/experience pros and sign up for that giveaway course, How I Tripled My Business in 6 Months by Networking. Back right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ream case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. In-store only.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, for mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. We're talking about how to network like a rock star. We've got our own networking rock star on the line.
We do. We have Professor Eli Delaney. He says, what if you had a direct and strategic method to networking that would ensure that you're getting the most out of every event you attend instead of going in and feeling like you just, that's 2 or 3 hours of my life I'll never get back? He says, you can walk in the door with the confidence and a plan that will make the biggest impact and lead others to come to you like you are the rock star in the room. Eli, thanks so much for the tips, for being with us in a second segment. We talked about how valuable it is, even if you are an introvert. I talked about having a plan before going into an event. Do any of these skill sets for networking, are they only when it comes to face-to-face networking, Eli, or do any of these transfer on the line?
Oh, definitely. A lot of it does transfer online as well. And I'm a big fan of, you know, meeting people in a networking environment face to face, if at all possible to begin with. You know,
sure.
The perfect example, you have an event tonight, right?
Yes.
That's true.
The Vision for Wealth event. So with that, and by the way, I know Bill, it's been years, so he may not remember me now, but I actually met him years ago at an event. And that's how I got to know him a little bit. And that's been a long time, so he may not remember me now. But
yeah, that guy is an event guru. I mean, he is always out and about doing something.
Talking about Bill Walsh with the Power Team International. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's say you start off with something like that. You go to an event. Everybody listening should be going to this thing tonight. What you want to do is now take that information offline or online to a standpoint of, those people that you meet, go to Facebook and see what are they up to. Friend request them. Get to know them a little bit. Find out what are their likes and what are their needs. Because a lot of times people will ask questions online saying, hey, can you help me with this? Or do you know anybody who can blank? And if you have the answer, piping in and saying, hey, I know somebody that can help you out with this, or giving your 2 cents worth, that is that referral that we're talking about. That's how you're helping them out. And as a perfect example, I had somebody who posted something about they got a new computer and they'd had a lot of problems and lost a bunch of stuff. So they wanted to know what's the best backup method that people would recommend. And I went in and actually commented my experience and what I had seen and what I'm doing myself. And wrote her like a small paragraph. And she was like, thank you so much. I should have just asked you to begin with, because you have all this information. And it really was, and it didn't help me in an aspect of, I didn't sell anything. It's not a business, you know, it's not increasing my business, but it is increasing my social karma.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where, Yeah, and that's where the online stuff works. Now, the other thing with that is, let's say you meet somebody in an online situation, Facebook obviously being one of the most popular ones, and you find somebody who might be a good connection for you, reaching out to them, having a conversation, and then taking that into what I like to call the virtual coffee date, which means no different than if you meet somebody face-to-face and you say, hey, let's get together for coffee on Friday, but this instead is you're doing an online meeting like, say, Zoom or Skype. Now, I love both of those services. I've used them for years, but I take it even a step further. I'll set up a virtual coffee date with somebody, and I literally go to the coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, and come back. So I have the cup. So it looks like I'm there prepared with my coffee.
You know, Eli, they make coffee makers for your home. You don't even have to go out.
Oh, yeah, but my mimosas at home are just not as good.
Okay. I'm with you. They don't make what I order at home.
Fair enough.
But the biggest point with that is the fact that I really take it that next level to where it really shows off. Okay, this is a virtual coffee date. Therefore, I have my coffee cup there just like I would if we were meeting at a Starbucks or
sure.
like one we have here. BlackRock is a big popular one. So that's something you can do to step it up a little bit. And this could be somebody across the world. I mean, I have clients and I have some of my best friends I've met online and never met them face to face. I mean, think about how we met. Initially, I was a guest on your show and we've become friends, and that's like 6-ish years ago.
Yeah, right.
And it was all from this form of networking, really.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and it wasn't until last year that we've actually been in the same room together. But you guys are, to me, two of my favorite best friends, and that was all because of an online connection originally.
All right, so you've made the case that that we can bridge the digital by way of the in person or in face, and it goes both ways. We can do either one to good success. You also say, Eli, that there's a certain number of things that we should do before going out to a networking event or connecting online in order to be prepared to be our best. What are some of those things that we can, you know, maybe a list of to-dos that we can take away and say, you know something, I got a networking event happening this week. Let me make sure I got these things checked off.
Right. So it goes back to a very simple phrase probably everybody that's listening has heard, begin with the end in mind. And that whole point is, what is it that you actually want out of the event? Now, we're not talking just I want clients, but how many clients and what's the best plan of getting those clients? Like I said earlier, I don't recommend going in saying I'm looking for clients, but if I'm looking for one or two people at this particular event or in an online situation, if you're going to spend an hour online, say, okay, my goal in the next hour is to find two people that I think would be really good referral partners that maybe we could sit down, talk to each other and figure out a plan to where we can help each other out.
You know, and you go in with such a giving attitude. It's such a collaborative attitude. It's not, you know, it's not so much what I get. The people that walk out of a networking event are those that walk in with the intention of selling something right on the spot.
Sure.
And they're disappointed because it doesn't work that way. It's not a cash register. It's not a store. It's not any other environment that says we buy stuff right here and on the spot. And so having this mindset, having this attitude about it, having this plan going on in front. Eli, I know you do great. You put together great events. Tell us a little bit about this program that you've got going on right now that our listeners can sign up for.
Yeah. So I have a workshop coming up this Thursday. It's online, so anybody in the world can watch it. All you need is internet and, you know, maybe some headphones. And this is going to go through my steps of how I started in networking. When I started, like I said, I had no background, no business. I was just starting out a web design company and needed to figure out how to find clients. And that helped me grow my business to literally, and I say that as a title, how I tripled my business in 6 months via networking. I didn't do any advertising. It was purely word of mouth. And at the time, it was all local, and my clients were all within a 15-mile radius of me. And it was beautiful how I was able to grow that, but it was all through networking and just the people that I got to meet and how I build the relationships to where it got to the point I would walk in a room for networking and I wouldn't have to go looking to talk to people. People would come up to me. I would have people bringing people up to me and say, hey, you know what? I want you to meet this person. I've been telling them about you all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's a really cool place to be.
Absolutely. And you're going to teach that in this class?
I am going to teach that in this class. It's going to be about an hour long. Like I said, it's going to be this Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific. So what is that, 11 for you guys? And you can go online and register at yourmarketinguniversity.com/experiencepros. And this is completely free. This is just for you guys to come check it out. And if we work together after that, that's awesome. If not, take it, run with it, make a lot of money, and make a lot of really good friends and help a lot of people. That's all I really want out of it.
I love it.
You are good people, Eli, really good people. Love that you can connect with anybody anywhere in the country, anywhere you are listening to this broadcast, you can connect with Eli. Make sure you sign up for his free workshop that he is generously giving on behalf of the Experience Pros Network. And make sure you take this networking stuff seriously. If it's not working for you, figure it out.
Right.
Figure it out, because it is an effective way to grow your business. Professor Eli, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's always so much fun to come hang out with you guys. As always, you know that I love you. You guys are two of my favorite people in the world.
Well, that's a two-way street, my friend. Eli Delaney, yourmarketinguniversity.com/experiencepros. Get that free training, How I Tripled My Business in 6 Months by Networking. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's Online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's Online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We're having some fun here in the studio, that's for sure, as we continue to educate you on how to build your brand using the radio, and not just the radio, but we like to say, like the layers of an onion, you need to layer your marketing.
You need to layer. Yeah, and you think about going out in the snow, right? It was, we just had several inches of snow fall in Denver yesterday, and when you think about getting dressed, for many of us, it was one of the few real measurable snowfalls that we've had yet this winter. We've been really fortunate, still running around in our t-shirts, driving around in our convertibles. It's, we forgot that we lived in Colorado.
Had to layer yesterday, didn't
we? We had to layer. We had to layer, and layering is a good thing. And I don't know if you've ever thought about layering in your marketing. Like, what does that really mean? And how does that translate into anything? And so when we talk about layering, you know, multiple layers of marketing, we just had Professor Eli Delaney talk about how to become a rock star at networking.
Correct.
Networking is one facet, one layer of networking. And so when we think
of your marketing.
Of your marketing,
right.
Sorry, one layer of marketing. He talked about once you meet somebody at a networking event, what do you do next? What do we layer on top of that in order to elevate our brand, create that influencer status, build that relationship, develop that know, like, and trust? It's kind of like making a Dagwood sandwich.
Wow, I'm surprised you even know the reference, but
right?
Yes.
So we've got, we've kind of got our foundation, and for you that might be social media. It might be networking. Maybe
it might be an email.
It might be email marketing. It might be blogging. You might have your foundation, the thing that you do probably do the most. Maybe it's coffee meetings with people one-on-one. Maybe you are blogging, you're writing articles.
Sure.
You know, whatever it is that you're kind of your base of networking. And I think for marketing, I think for most of us, we have one layer that is our favorite.
Yeah, it's our favorite. It's the thing we like to do. It's the thing that we probably do pretty well. But what about all the others? And, you know, the old thought process of if I'm doing this, I can't do this at the same time. Otherwise, I'll dilute the value of it. In fact, you probably, if done right, I'm going to use a little cooking term. You're adding layers of flavor, right, to your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you love Facebook, and that's your thing. So you go out and you meet somebody at a networking event, and then you come home with their business card or their information, and your next step is to connect with them on Facebook. All right, you've done a good thing. You've connected with them on a social platform, and that's your sweet spot. But what about what about print marketing or your Twitter type of marketing? What about your video area or LinkedIn? How's your website going? And I'll give you an example here of an opportunity I think missed. Angel, spoke to somebody last week and went, and over the weekend I took some time to do a little background on them and checked out, you know, what where they're at. They have no website. They have a web page or a Facebook page with its last movement in 2011.
Oh, so they got no page.
They got no page. They got a page, but there, you know, there's no connection to it whatsoever. It hasn't it had a single post since 2011. So I went and checked their LinkedIn. The last activity on LinkedIn was 2011, and you get the idea. Now, this person is missing multiple opportunities. Otherwise, he's a network marketing or a marketing agent's dream, right? Because you can do anything, and you'll see amazing results fairly quickly.
That is true. That's true. So are you a marketer's dream because you've got nothing? If we take all of these pieces, and you don't have to do them all at once, but we just keep adding on the next layer and the next layer. But even on that basic layer of marketing, who are you?
Right.
What do you stand for? What's your messaging that and the results that people are going to get when they do business with you? You know, too often we take all these pieces and we might have a website and we might have a Facebook page and we might have a blog and we might have some and we might do email marketing, but they all have different names. They all have different looks. They all have different flavors to them. And so there's no consistency. We want to make sure that everything is matchy-matchy. Not that it's exactly the same. My Twitter post is exactly the same as my Facebook post, which is exactly the same as the emails that go out. There can be some differentiation there,
sure,
because why follow you? And you've got different audiences, different followers on each page. But the messaging and who you are and the results that people get needs to be consistent. And the consistent messaging isn't buy my stuff, but let me give you something of value. Let me help build some results into you. People who follow you, they'll turn into your customers once they see results from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they want to see not just the results, but they want to feel a connection. They want to feel like they're valued by you. And so, you know, the mystery of the influencer is truly building that know, like, and trust to get to the point where they feel like you would take their phone call. That's when people do business. That's when I feel comfortable enough consummating a transactional relationship with you, not when you're selling a widget and I may or may not have a need for a widget.
You know, this, everybody is shopping, everybody's out and about, and everybody is busy. And the first time and the one time you put out a post or share something or even meet somebody isn't necessarily going to be what creates that next step into your sales process. It's a relationship.
That's
an ongoing, it's an ongoing connection. It's an ongoing element of know, like, and trust. Is we're getting to know you. We're getting to know your story. We're getting to know what matters to you in the community, what charities you're involved with. And so as we're learning your story and we're learning what matters to you, not only are we wanting to follow you, but we're wanting to bring our friends and
that's right, who share similar interests
together all over to you. So when we talk about these layers of marketing, how many different channels, how many different layers do you have, and how often are you adding new, or, you know, how often are we going back and revisiting the ones that we currently have? Like you said, that, yeah, he had a Facebook page, but he hasn't posted since 2011.
Yeah, what good is that doing him? I submit to you that not very much. So there's lots of things. Add multiple layers. Take one. If you've got one, double it. Make it two. And build from there. Angel and I return after the top of the hour news. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network, where we have been building and helping other people achieve influencer status for 8 years. Back
America's
after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio.